You're listening to History Talk. I'm your host, Everett Pena, and this is episode number 2. Today's episode is titled, The Lost Kingdom, Sriwijaya. The Hindu-Buddhist kingdom of Srivijaya was one of the largest and most powerful kingdoms in the Indian Ocean. It was founded by the ruling Tamils on the island of Funen, which was conquered from the 8th to the 13th century and prospered and was the second largest city in India after the Hindu Empire. At the end of the 8th century AD, the Kingdom of Sriwijaya ruled all of India, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Sumatra, Borneo and parts of South Asia. At its peak, it ruled over western Indonesia, controlling most of Southeast Asia and much of Central Asia and the Indian Ocean. As a territorial power, the Kingdom of Sriwijaya became the largest maritime kingdom in Southeast Asia. While the kingdom resided in India, it was founded in the 8th century AD as part of the Kingdom of Sumatra and Borneo in Indonesia. The merry 18 million Visayan were part of the declining Sriwijaya Empire, a vast maritime kingdom in Indonesia's South Sumatra that settled in Panay in the 12th century AD. In Sriwijaya, the Visayas got their name and thus served as a living memory of an old kingdom that once exerted influence in large parts of Southeast Asia. King Nalanda Dewapala Dewa presented a scholarship for students from the archipelago who wanted to become Dharma, financed by Balaputradewa. In the 7th century, the powerful Sriwijaya Kingdom of Sumatra spread across the Malay Peninsula, introducing a mixture of Hinduism, Mahayana and Buddhism. Its influence extended to Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, Thailand and the Philippines, as well as parts of Southeast Asia. In the 12th and 13th centuries, the collapsed Hindu-Buddhist empire of Sriwijaya, led by Datupuda and his entourage, settled in Panay and the surrounding islands in the South and East Pacific. As both Sriwijaya and Chaya expanded their spheres of influence, the city became a tribute state to Sriwijaya, and Sriwijaya ruled much of what is now southern Thailand, as well as parts of Malaysia, Brunei, and the Philippines. The Kingdom of Sriwijaya in Malaysia had its seat in the vast historical complex in Merbak, Kedah. The history of Indonesia dates back to the 7th century BC. The first mention of the kingdom dates back to 735 BC. The kingdom became the only kingdom to control the Strait of Malacca and had the strongest known trade and influence in the country. The glory of the kingdom was the result of this influence and the lively maritime trade, as there was great trade between Sriwijaya and its neighbors such as Indonesia, Malaysia and Brunei. This name, which translates as luminous victory, is an allusion to the Hindu, Buddhist commercial and royal rule ruled by the Maharajas of Sriwijaya. The empire was based on trade, whereby local kings, dattis, church leaders, swear allegiance to a central ruler in order to achieve mutual profit. Sriwijaya's spheres of influence included the neighboring Jambi and Java, where the connection between the Sailendra dynasty and Sriwijaya is implied. Zay, who was a priest in China, expanded to the island of Sumatra during his reign, which was the same as the Sailendra dynasty. Between 671 and 695, Zay founded a university in Nalanda called the University of India. When Singh visited one of these kingdoms, he reported that the kingdom of Sriwijaya was home to Buddhist scholars, and there is no doubt that this kingdom became the birthplace of many of the world's greatest learned Buddhist thinkers and scholars. There was also a Buddhist scholar from Bengal named Atisha, so there was a good chance that he came in the 11th century. He was a great scholar, but not as great as Buddha himself, being more of a philosopher than a religious scholar. Sriwijaya is also closely linked to the kingdom of Pala in Bengal, and the University of Nalanda in Pala is dedicated to him. Relations between the Chola dynasty and South India were quite good and then bad, but in the 11th century they attacked. Minanga was the first power in Sriwijaya, a competitor that was exterminated and can be conquered by any competitor since the 7th century. This inscription dates from around 860, around the same time as the inscription on the wall of the Temple of Atisha. Malay kingdoms had gold mining as an economic source, and Swarnadwipa says Island of Gold could refer to it. The Majapahit spread throughout history, and a new Javanese Hindu empire came to the island of Java to gain its glory. His rule spanned from Sumatra to New Guinea and included a large landmass consisting of what is now Malaysia, Singapore and Brunei. During his reign, the Majapahit also witnessed the construction of a small Karajan, Singapura, built in 1299 AD and the founding of the world's first city-state, Jakarta. This was the Lost Kingdom, Sriwijaya, by History Talk and this was episode number 2. My name is Everett Pena, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. www.podbot.ai Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai.